Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump called the Russia collusion a witch hunt. And it looks like he was right. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker.
Lawyer Alex Murdaugh surrendered Thursday to face insurance fraud and other charges after state police says he arranged to have himself shot dead so his son could get a $10 million life insurance payout. The shooter, Curtis Edward Smith, only grazed him. The killing of Murdaugh's wife, Maggie, and their son, Paul, in June remains unsolved. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mainstream media continues to bash the unvaccinated in America. Don Lemon on CNN.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine, saying, oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind.
Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says this rhetoric does nothing but divide Americans.
The irony of Don Lemon saying this to Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who faked his own quarantine, got into a verbal confrontation with some 60-something-year-old man while the anchor was sick and shedding the virus, is lost on no one, believe me. But this is what Don Lemon does best. He divides people against each other in the most pious terms possible. And as an African-American, he should also report, or at least realize, that when broken down by race, we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, the highest is among African-Americans. Something like 30% of African-Americans in New York, for example, are vaccinated. That's it, right? And you compare that to Asians, where in that particular race, it's almost 70% whites is around above 50%. So this isn't the own on dumb Southerners, I guess is what Don Lemon is targeting here, that he thinks it is, because, as you said, there are many reasons why people are hesitant, or maybe because they think they already have the antibodies to fight this disease better than the vaccine. Either way, you don't get people to get vaccinated by shaming them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Doug Hershey joins us now. Haven't talked to Doug since NRB in Dallas, Texas. And since then, his current Amazon.com bestseller, Jerusalem Rising, The City of Peace Reawakens, has already topped 5 Amazon.com hot new release chart. Let me tell you, Doug, it is so hot that the post office is having a hard time getting your book to me. I think what happens is people see it and they go, oh, good, you know, Martinez doesn't need another book here. We're going to take this book. It's so great. So I don't know what we're going to have to do here. We're going to have to, you know, figure out some way to get me a copy. But I do have the digital copy, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, congratulations on Jerusalem Rising.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. I appreciate you it's so excited about it. For me, it's when Amazon releases it, and within a couple of days, Amazon already says that it's out of stock because it's selling so well. That's pretty cool. But we are currently sending a book to you, probably delivered by parachute, just at the moment right now.
By drone or something, whatever. Anyway,
something like that. Where it takes. Absolutely.
I've only been looking forward to it ever since we met in Dallas here several months back, and I saw what was coming up. And again, you know, typical of what you've done previously, but this has really taken off. And obviously, to be at the top of the list of now 5 different categories, explain to our audience the appeal of Jerusalem Rising.
Yeah, well, with the first book, Israel Rising, I had taken old photos taken between the 1880s and the 1940s and went back with a pro photographer to reshoot the angles to show how much that the land had revived. And during that photo shoot, we were doing some aerial photography over Jerusalem, and I thought, man, like, this is such a significant city. I mean, I was looking down from a helicopter seeing the Temple Mount and the Western Wall and the Kidron Valley and the Mount of Olives. I mean, these are just... prime significant biblical places. And so with Jerusalem Rising, we found the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken from 1844, 1850s, 1860s. And the same thing, I found a solid adventure photographer. He's an Israeli guy, Eden Rahm. Mm-hmm. And we just wandered the city and to find these exact locations of these old photos and recreated some of them for the first time ever. And so it's not just simply a then and now book. It's something that the photography that we captured in it is things that just has never been done before.
You know, Doug, with Israel Rising, the continual comment that I got from people who enjoyed Israel Rising was that, you know, for those that could not afford or didn't have the time to go to Israel, this was probably the next best thing, you know, to, you know, bring Israel to them. And to, in a sense, what I hear again is that, it brings the Bible alive. I mean, did you ever think that this book would have this kind of impact?
Well, for both Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising, especially Israel Rising, I had originally done that book thinking that it would be a good advertisement for my travel company, which is called Ezra Adventures and doing small group travel. And for that exact reason, giving people an opportunity to see the land and how much has changed in a short amount of time for those that... Mm-hmm. You know, might not ever get a chance to go. And, you know, ironically, we put all of this stuff together with Jerusalem Rising, and I was wrapping it up, and it was already in production as COVID landed. And so really nobody has been able to travel to Jerusalem right. for the past year and a half. So it's really an opportunity to document the prophesied restoration of this really unique city and be able to get it out to people in a time when they can't travel to Israel at the moment, unfortunately. And so I never expected the success of Israel Rising, and I've been hearing since that time that not only do military leaders and members of Knesset in Israel have it, it's being used as state gifts to, you know, African nations. I mean, it's being used all over the world, and it's really pretty amazing.
Well, what a calling card for the nation, I mean, to say the least. And, you know, you and I have been talking about leading a group there. And as soon as we can make arrangements, I would love to take audience members, you know, have them join us on a tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to get to get your perspective on this, especially in light of in light of all the research and everything and the photography. I mean, this is going to bring a dimension to your tours that nobody else has. You know, do you realize that?
Yeah, and that's one of the fascinating things about the land of Israel and Jerusalem. There's no other people group or city or piece of land that has had its history foretold from its destruction and its empty desolation, the scattering of the people, to then with the people coming back and the cities being rebuilt. I mean, all of this stuff was prophesied very accurately
exactly.
and very detailed throughout the scriptures. And to me, referring to actual travel, when a lot of travel companies take groups to Israel, they're looking at what happened 2,000 years ago in the time of Jesus, or even prior to that during the kings of Israel. And there is so much that's happening right now that the prophets talked about that, to me, that's when we go with groups and when we go with your group, of course, with your listeners, what we'll be looking at is not just the stuff in the past, but what is happening right now, how is it unfolding in such a unique,
exactly.
profound way that is not happening anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, some people might see this book on the surface and say, oh, it's another tabletop sort of book. It's more than that. I mean, if that's what you think initially, I know that once you start folding back the pages and you realize, you know, the dimension of the contents of the book, it is such a blessing that you'll probably be embarrassed to think that it was a tabletop book to begin with, right?
Yeah, with Jerusalem Rising, again, we recreated some of the oldest photos of Jerusalem ever taken, even back to 1844, and some of those have never been recreated from those exact angles ever. So aside from the fact that the city is reviving exactly the way that Bible prophecy talked about, and aside from it being a then and now book, there's some historical documentation that we've done. With photography and with recreating some of these things. I mean, yes, it's a beautiful book. And as I mentioned before, you know, there's no other people group that have this type of prophecy laid out, like not the
yes.
Persians or the Romans or the Greeks. There's nobody. And so, so while, yes, it's a nice then and now book, it's pointing back to the fact that there is something unique about this land, something specifically unique about the city of Jerusalem, and things that were prophesied 2,600 years ago. We're able to provide photographic documentation that these words are accurate and it's coming to pass exactly like was prophesied in the books of Ezekiel and Zechariah and others.
Well, the subtitle, The City of Peace Reawakens, is very appropriate here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of ironic, really. I mean, Jerusalem is referred to as the city of peace, but throughout the centuries, it's been, you know, attacked, you know, 60, 70 times. It's changed hands 40 times. It's been completely leveled, you know, two or three times. But, you know, the fact remains is that, you know, it wasn't even 100 years ago that, you know, Jerusalem was a bit of a dump. I mean, there's just, there was nothing attractive about it. And the fact that it's being revived, and it's coming back to life in a way that no other city has really experienced is really phenomenal. And so, you know, just those facts alone, kind of putting Bible prophecy aside, there are things that are happening in the city that, you know, we often will judge history by what we see. You know, we've always known that in our lifetime, Israel's always been there, Jerusalem's always been there, but,
exactly.
You know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, it was very, very different, and that's what some of this...
Gotta go to break. We've got more from Doug Hershey after this.
Heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, when you consider the history of Israel and Jerusalem, you know, we often talk about it here that, you know, it was desolate. The children of Israel, the world was told by God, a prophetic announcement, that Israel would reawaken. And who but God could reawaken a country in one day, basically? And when it first came about, Doug, as you were referring to Israel, it was this wasteland. It was one that, God, even by his own declaration, said that people would walk by it and, groan and go, what happened to these people? This once, flourishing, country that has been so desolate, and people would know narratively, they would share the narrative that it was because of God's judgment on Israel. But he also promised Israel that they would come back, that there would be a rebirth of the country. And, of course, it was amazing how this came about seemingly so instantly, plus a lifetime. And when people first considered, we'll give this to the Jews. It's just this desert wasteland out there. What did the people care about it? They cared so little until the Jews moved in. And by the hand of God and his mercy and grace and blessing, Israel has been reawakening and been on a resurgence ever since, to such a degree they're the envy of the Middle East now, are they not?
Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things about writings like Mark Twain in 1867. He comes through the region, and when we're talking about Jerusalem, I mean, he makes comments in 1867 saying the city is dreary and desolate and depressing, and I don't want to live here. That's his view in 1867. And in Jerusalem Rising, we have photos that actually predate some of those comments. So when you read about him complaining about, saying, I can't describe to you how small the city is, a fast walker could walk around the city in about an hour or two. And so we have photos in the book from that time that show exactly that. The city is sort of desolate and forgotten. One of my favorite photos in the book is from 1933, I mean, less than 100 years ago, that shows an area right outside the Alaska Mosque and right outside the Temple Mount area being used as a basically like a garden for growing cauliflower and cucumbers. And so this is a region, or this is a specific area now that Muslims are very much adamant about, is saying how holy it is and how significant it is to Islam. Well, I've got photos in this book that show this place being used as a farm. I mean, there's nothing holy and significant about it to Muslims 100 years ago. And right. And then with the now photo, seeing of what has happened with the archaeology and the things there, I mean, it's aside from it just being stunning, what's even more stunning is this whole process was prophesied 2,600 years ago in the Bible.
Exactly. And it was amazing that even with Mark Twain, by happenstance having to go there in his report, and how instrumental that became in influencing, the nations to come together and to give birth to this, this rebirth, I guess you can say, because this had to be done on an international level. And only by the hand of God could this have been possible.
Yeah, and again, it's really this amazing sort of documentation that God has in history kind of laid out. I mean, this is, again, if we're talking about Mark Twain and the land in 1867, the first wave of Jewish immigration back to the land didn't start until the 1880s. So it's almost like, from some of the photography, again, from 1844, 1850s, 1860s, and then Mark Twain in 1867, we're getting this really solid baseline. What did the land look like? What did it feel like? How many people were there? And it's like, God is giving the world a baseline of saying, this is from several different sources, and you can actually see it in Jerusalem Rising. This is what the city was like when there was only, in 1844, the census records from the Ottomans say there was only 15,000 people. And over 7,000 of them, of the majority, are Jewish. 15,000 people today, it's just a little over a million. I mean, that is a dramatic population multiplication in 175 years, to go from 15,000 to well over a million. I mean, the city has bloomed and blossomed and revived in just the most dramatic and stunning of ways. And that's, again, some of the process of Jerusalem Rising, is to be able to document that restoration.
again, reconfirming prophecy, because this was foretold that this was going to happen, right? And I love what you've done in terms of, you know, getting older photography. You have a comparison here. I'm looking on page 28 and 29, and you can see this house that was there in the center. And here it is. I mean, it was just this house all by itself. There was, you know, it just looks like a bunch of desert around and rubble and everything. And you look at it today and it's very vibrant.
Yeah, and that's, again, it's just this amazing restoration, not only the restoration of the people, the land reviving, the wastes and forgotten cities. Ezekiel 36 talks about the waste and forgotten cities being rebuilt. And to me, part of the joy of even doing the photo shoot, I mean, it was like we would go to bed exhausted and tired and very much, I mean, we'd wake up the next morning excited. It's like hunting down these old photos was kind of like,
exactly.
You know, it was like a treasure hunt. It was like X marks the spot, looking for these exact things, knowing full well once we find a spot, we're just going to stand back and go, oh my God, they're like, God, what have you done? Like, this is amazing. And that's
exactly that was... And like you say, the pictures of the Temple Mount, you know, then and now, very, very dramatic and quite telling and revealing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really tells the story of the people that were there, of the value and the significance of the land of the people that were there. I mean, that's at one point when I was interviewing for an interview with Israel Rising, the interviewer wanted to be a little more edgy and was saying, "Well, what do you say about about the Jewish immigration pushing out the indigenous Arab inhabitants?" And my comment in Israel Rising, and really the same in Jerusalem Rising, was, you know, in Israel Rising, I've got over 100 black and white photos that show the land being empty and desolate and really forgotten. Like there's no thriving communities there until the Jewish people return. And it's like the land physically responds. The city itself has been experiencing just a time of peace and growth and restoration, really since 1967, since Israel took all of Jerusalem under Israeli sovereignty for the first time in thousands of years. I mean, these dramatic changes are happening under Jewish hands and Jewish sovereignties, and it's blessing the Arab people as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what do they say when you come back with the facts and even show them the photography of then versus now? What do they say? Are they enlightened as a result, or they still want to hold on to their ideology that, in essence, the Jews are occupiers of Palestinian land?
Yeah, I mean, what can you say when you're telling me that there is an indigenous Arab population, and I'm showing you lands and valleys and photos all over the region that are empty and desolate and are, you know, are, there's nothing there. I mean, what's there to say? And I think that's sort of the power and the significance of some of these photo books is, you know, you can argue with viewpoints and sort of abstract ideas, but when you're looking at then and now photography, it really speaks. Mm-hmm. And that the series, the Ancient Prophecy Modern Lens series, is looking at these ancient prophecies and then documenting with visual means their fulfillment, then, or not even their full fulfillment, but even just the beginning processes of what is coming.
Exactly. We've got about a minute left here, Doug Hershey. And again, we're so grateful for what you are bringing, you know, to everybody. I mean, people here who love Israel, love Jerusalem, love, you know, the people and the culture. And boy, you know, like you said, when in the absence, I've said this many times, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's been a lot of opinion and narrative, but this is the power of photography, is it not? I mean, it really brings the truth to bear here.
Yeah, when you can see things directly in front of you, I mean, it sort of tells the story for you. And so on my website at DougHershey.co, you can find both of those books. And I also have a video course called 10 Prophecies Fulfilled in Our Lifetime, where you can see all of this stuff unfolding in Israel with your own eyes. And that's really the beauty of the process.
Well, again, congratulations to Jerusalem Rising, current Amazon.com bestseller. Thank you, Doug.
Get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign has been indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. Michael Sussman will be in court Friday to answer to the charges. There's been a major surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Border Patrol officials saying the thousands of souls getting through the non-fenced border are mostly Haitians, Cubans, Venezuelans, and Nicaraguans. Authorities arrested more than 195,000 at the Mexico border in August. Opponents of President Biden's open border policy say his policies have encouraged illegal immigration from around the world. The Federal Reserve is reviewing the ethics policies that govern financial holdings and activities of its senior officials in the wake of recent disclosures that two regional Fed presidents engaged in extensive trading last year. Robert Kaplan, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, president of the Boston Fed, have pledged to divest holdings. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Along with the host of all these interviews with these incredible experts who come on the show. I mean, that's what we do. You know, we want to expand your thinking and bless you with these great guests that come on, experts in their prescriptive fields, and we're just so grateful that they're able to, you know, come on the show and give us this time and tell their story and help you realize that, you know, America is still great, and it's got many, many great Americans who are, you know, serving us and, you know, things that you can't, you know, you won't hear necessarily in the mainstream media because everything's in an 8-second soundbite. And, you know, and they're about dealing with topical news, and I understand we do that as well. But it's also good for us to hear about, you know, like Doug Hershey's story with Israel Rising and now Jerusalem Rising. I mean, to be able to pictorially show, you know, how the prophetic, how God's prophetic message has been realized and how it's demonstrated here with pictures. And like, you know, like Doug said, you know, in conversations with people that want to bring up certain arguments about people groups and, you know, maybe Jews, you know, occupying, you know, Palestinian land. Well, when you show the before and after and you show how desolate Israel was and the people, you know, could care two whoops about it. But it's like anything. They don't care anything about it until all of a sudden, you know, by God's grace and mercy and in his design, he has given Jews, you know, some ideas. And they really are supernatural ideas in how to restore the land and what they've been able to do. You know, when I was privileged to go and visit Israel, I was just blown away at the technology and what they've been able to do in order to transform this desert land that so many looked at and just said, well, it's a waste. They had no vision. They had no capacity to consider that, and they had no God, really, ultimately, that could realize their dream and their vision. But you just are absolutely reminded with these innovations and inventions that have been developed there in Israel and what they've done. And, of course, now here it is. You've got this beautiful land, and guess what? Oh, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Well, hey, that's our land, you know. Well, you know, you ignored it for thousands of years, wanted nothing to do with it. And now that God has brought the Jews back into the land and has been there with a helping hand, to say the least, and a directive hand, I should say, you know, yes, he's co-labored with the people there to come up with these innovations that are just, you know, they're clearly supernatural. And it's amazing what is done, but it's also what attracts people to, you know, to the land. And this is what happens, you know, just in a general context of when God is in the middle of something, you know, you can't help but be attracted to it. And this is where I, right now, you know, this country, I believe one of the reasons, one of that shining light, the reason for that light shining on the top of the hill here that's drawing people to this country, is still the foundational principles that were brought into play by the pilgrims. Those who, you know, founded the idea, who asked God for, you know, this idea and for wisdom and enlightenment about, you know, about this new country, about America, about having a country where you could freely worship God and practice your faith and religion. Because they'd come from Europe where everything was all mandated by a government that said they knew better. And it was like, that's not what the Bible, you know, has demonstrated. And the pilgrims took God for his word and they prayed, God, please give us a land. Give us a place where we could honor you. And here comes America. And here we are. And of course, like anything that God's hand is upon, you will get people who will try to interfere and take control, pretty much like where we are right now. And as, you know, was discussed in our earlier segment with John Fleetwood, and I would say that if you missed that, you ought to make sure you go to our website and call up that interview. And this will help you understand, you know, who's pulling the levers here. You know, you hear about George Soros and you hear about all these other people who are interfering with the American dream. You know, the Marxists, and yeah, they're all part and parcel. In a sense, they're useful idiots to an end, to bring to their end that they perceive, to bring an end to the American dream. It's not about the U.S. Constitution. It's not about human rights. It's, you know, the sense is by these Marxists and by the powers to be, which is deeper than the deep state, okay? What John Fleetwood took us to was really the deep end of the deep state. You know, we started to hear about it during the Trump years, and I think that they got a little nervous because they don't want to be found out. They don't want to, you know, people to realize. But it's the old axiom that we've been taught. You know, just follow the money. And when you follow the money and you pull back on the string and you find out, whoa, who is really orchestrating what's going on in this country, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's the southern border, whether it has to do with our energy independence, this whole narrative and this whole issue of climate change. You know, you got to understand, this is coming not from Joe Biden. If you think Joe Biden, you don't, you know, Joe Biden in so many ways is, and I hate to put it in these terms. I mean,
because America demands leadership, and we're blessed when we've got proper leadership in play. But clearly, you know, this administration is so compromised, and we're the ones paying the price for this, ladies and gentlemen. We are paying for it now, and our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids will be paying for it later, especially if that boondoggle of 3.5 trillion dollars of expenditure for what they call soft infrastructure, to give you some sort of idea that it has something to do with buildings and bridges. That's what the first one was. The first one was more hard infrastructure. Yes, there was, you know, whenever you give politicians an opportunity, and this is on both sides, okay, this is politicians en masse, whenever you give them an opportunity to put their fingers into budgets and start adding on all these ornaments to it, it really hurts the cause, and it's what makes us all suspicious, and we lose trust in our elected officials because they can't help themselves. It's what they do, and in some cases, what you know, you've heard me say before, what it comes down to is it's just about buying a vote, you know, buying a vote, promoting a special interest to make sure that the nature of those that are elected, their number one objective isn't about me and you. If you think it is, you're confused. By and large, their number one objective once they get elected is to stay in office and to get reelected. That's what they do from, you know, that is their focus. No matter what it is, whatever comes up, will this help me get reelected? That is the litmus test on anything. Not does it help the American people. Does it promote freedom? Does it do something that is for the good of all concerned? If it doesn't help them get reelected, you know, they're not going to bother with it. And that, sadly, is what they've trained us to believe by virtue of the policies and by virtue of their behavior. And we continue to pay a big price on that. And here we are in the midst of all this chaos, you know, pandemic, COVID-related. We've got now investigations and, information that's coming out that, for 4 years, you know, the people of America, the people's president was attacked and the resistance took full measure on him because he wasn't the one that they had chosen. The elites did not choose Donald Trump. And they continue to bang anybody who voted for Donald Trump over the head, and now it's all about Trumpism. That's the doctrine. You know, how dare you? Trumpism. You know, anything that you want to drum up to think that was evil about Donald Trump, it's all in that bailiwick. And anybody that supported Donald Trump or believed in the policies, you're going to pay a price. And you're going to be more than canceled. And they've made that real obvious. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't forget put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad
we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and of course you hear the song, and you know immediately, boy, I'll tell you, it brings out, for those of us who are still patriots of this great country of ours, it just brings out an emotion that just draws us all together and unifies us, exactly what our founding fathers had in mind in E Pluribus Unum. And of course, the man responsible who wrote this song that has become America's second national anthem, Lee Greenwood, joins us now. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Well, Lee, 41 years ago, wow, you come up with this idea, God bless the USA. Give us a little bit of history and remind us what it was for you and how the lyrics and this whole experience came together.
Thank you for asking. And I have to tell you, first of all, that I'm a farmer from California. I was raised by my grandparents in Sacramento, and so I really didn't have a chance to pursue my career as I would have wanted to. So I went ahead and moved to the state of Nevada next door and just tried to make a good living. And I did that for way too long, almost 20 years. There was a couple of chances I had to go to L.A., didn't work. When the opportunity to go to Nashville, I jumped on that and became successful. But it was almost immediate then, and I toured for almost 3 years before I wrote God Bless the USA, because most of my songs I was writing was in the back of my bus. And we were playing stadiums and touring with all the major acts, and we had 3 buses and 2 tractor trailers, and I would generally spend time in one of the other vehicles talking to the drivers who were sleeping while I'm working. And just one night after a concert somewhere between Arkansas and Texas, I just decided it's time to write the patriotic anthem that I've always wanted to. And it didn't take too long to put it together, but I guess when you think of something for an awful long time, then you realize it's manifested into words and lyrics and music. And I had a piano in the back of my bus where I actually made the demo and then took it home.
Yeah, as some people would refer to it, some creators and artisans, they would say, you ask, well, how long did that take? And they'll say, an hour plus a lifetime. And that's what it sounds like for you in this story here about God bless the USA.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to my history and find out the years that I spent in Nevada, many of the times I worked with a lot of the greats of my era, including Elvis. Mm-hmm. And Elvis was in the same hotel that I was working in the lounge. He was in the main room. And many times I'd go and see his show or catch the ending. And he'd do the trilogy. And he was very reverent, actually, yes. Elvis was. He could have been a preacher, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And so when I said, if I ever get my career, I'm actually going to do the trilogy to close my show. And I think that comes in the back of my mind when I started touring. But then I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't sing the trilogy. Maybe I should write my own closer. And I think maybe that's where it began to be a real thing in my head when I started touring so heavily. Every night was different, a different kind of audience. Mm-hmm. But I have toured all of America, every doghouse, outhouse, and roundhouse. And found out where the Patriots were. And they're everywhere. They're different
in Texas.
They're different in L.A. and Miami. But we're all Americans when you come down to it. And I still tour and find all those places where people just wave the flag and proud that I'm singing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you ever get a chance to sneak in on a couple of those gospel sessions that Elvis was known for after the show that would go on till like 5 in the morning?
No, I was never involved in that, but I did hang out with some of the Rat Pack, and you know, the times in there, I was just working really hard, and so every day I had to get enough sleep because I'd have to double back the next day and work again.
Well, we're talking with Lee Greenwood, and you know, he talks about his humble beginnings, but here's an artist who has scored 21 top 10 singles, albums that have gone gold and platinum, been awarded by top organizations in country music, CMA and ACMs. Not bad for a farmer out of Sacramento, California, I would say.
You know, it is high cotton. It really is. Sometimes I pinch myself and say, is this real? And God has just put me in the right place, the right time. But I, you know, people ask me a question. Have you ever seen this nation so divided? And my answer immediately would be, do you not remember the Civil War? Or do you remember Vietnam? Because I lived through Vietnam, and I remember how torn we were as a nation. We will come back from this. We just have to squash those people who don't believe America is worth saving and still the greatest nation on earth.
Well, that's what I remind people, Lee Greenwood, is that, you know, we talk about revival. Well, by its mere title, it tells you that you had to, at some point, been vibed. If you hadn't been vibed at all, then there's no revival, right? And we've had,
that's correct.
We have this 245-year rich history of America. If you want to disclaim it, that's up to you. It's a free country. You can, you know, take away whatever you want to take away. But the truth remains, no matter what, is this country chose God. Like Israel was chosen by God, but yet America, the Pilgrim forefathers, the founding, true founding fathers of our country said, we choose God. God, and they prayed to God that God would give them a land where they could freely worship and praise the God that they believed in, and God answered their prayer. And here we are today, 245 years later, the beneficiaries of that prayer.
Well, it was real prayer at the time because it was a very, after we defeated the British and decided we're going to become a nation, that we had to fight ourselves for a while. And then, of course, moving west and discovering so many other things and then having to fight people who would like to take it away from you, the battle between cattle and sheep, the battle with the Indian nation, and moving all the way to the California coast. And when you look at the documents that start our country, I recognize that I haven't read the Constitution all the way through. I've read the preamble, and I know what the Constitution says. But we're releasing a brand-new God Bless the USA Bible, which is unique because it has in the back of the book the Declaration of Independence, the readable Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, I'm going to tell you, Bill, the Pledge of Allegiance, which has Under God in it.
Yes, good. Well, and I do want to talk to you more about
the God Bless America USA Bible. Congratulations on this. I imagine as you're doing this, you're going, why wasn't this done earlier? And also, by the way, just a side note on the Constitution, on this show, we constantly remind our listeners at certain key, you know, memorial points, whether it's the 4th of July, you know, when you're singing God Bless the USA, Memorial Day, other, you know, veteran events and that sort of thing. It's a reminder for us to reconnect with the Constitution. I like what the late Charles Krautheimer has done, and we've done this too in our family, is that he would invite people over like for 4th of July, and Juan Williams was relating the story as well, and he said that they went around and they would read certain, they would read excerpts, they would read the Constitution in total, but each person would read an excerpt of it and would go around and the Constitution would be passed along and they would read it. And after doing that, it just reminded them again of the greatness of this country and how uniquely designed by God himself that George Washington would say.
Well, of course, the documents were forged in such a way that gives the people the power. And we don't want the government to take the power away from us. If you read the Constitution, yes, we can actually change this country a little at a time, done legally and by law. But you can't just change it overnight and throw out the country. Unfortunately, a lot of the people want to change this country, and they want to do it instantly, tear down all of our history, throw out the documents that start the country. That's not the way you're going to do it. If you want to change, that's fine, but let's change it a little time by popular demand.
Exactly. It's not sustainable if you just cancel people, because the truth will always find a way above the clatter of it all. And this is what we're experiencing right now. And as you say, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. We the people have created this mess, if you want to say, that we're in right now. And guess what? We can uncreate it and align it more perfectly, because we are a not, as you say, a perfect union. But I don't know in any other constitution or declaration of any country that said that they would strive to reach that level of being a more perfect union, right?
Yes, exactly right. I tour the world. We just got back from Africa. We toured all over Europe, South America. If you want to know how great this country is, go ahead and do that. Just travel a little, and you'll see how backwards some of the other countries are. Thank God we have the freedom to develop industry and to change the way we'd like to live. And if you remember the attack on America and the 9/11, of course, we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of that, where we'll have a TV special of it filmed in New York last week. And you have to recognize that this wonderful country is so revered, and at the same time, so many people are jealous of the freedom that we have. Maybe that's our only weakness, but I'm just saying, as long as we have that freedom, we should protect it.
Well, look at the people in Cuba, Lee. You've seen the video. They're out there, they're yelling Libertad, and in their hands they're carrying Cuban flags and American flags. American flags are synonymous with liberty, and this is a natural, organic response. And so there's a lot for Americans to be proud of and for us to reclaim in terms of our rich heritage. And the idea of God Bless USA Bible, how did that come about? We got about a minute and a half left, Lee.
We read to our kids when they were very young. Their boys are now 26 and 23. Both of them in college. Dalton's getting a PhD in Vanderbilt on cancer research. And our younger boy, who's a chancellor scholar at TCU in Fort Worth, is a musical composition major. But we read to them when they were under a year old. My wife and I took turns sitting in the rocking chair and putting a book in front of them. And after a very short period of time, they'd be reading to us instead of us reading to them. And the only thing I missed was, you know what? Why didn't I teach them more of a patriotic lesson while we were just reading about cows jumping over the moon? And so that's why the Bible comes in my now in our career. I want to release this God Bless the USA Bible to give people not only a chance to remember how to be revered, how to revere the country and to have faith, but also read the documents that started our country.
Well, Lee Greenwood, cannot thank you enough. What a blessing that you continue to be. You continue to pay it forward with your talent. You remind us, you know, every year, and it is a blessing for the second American national anthem when you sing God Bless the USA. How can they get their hands on this God Bless the USA Bible?
Visit GodBlessTheUSABible.com for more information and additional features. And remember, it's the King James Version in its entire text.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
The final phase of